Welcome to the Maria Heller Show, the internet's original podcast. Since the year 2000, always ahead of the curve, always on your side. A true warrior for truth and justice, Maria and her guests leave nothing out, and no one is off limits. There is only one truth, the rest is lies. Sit back, enjoy the education with a true daughter of Mother Earth. Sharp New York wit, spiritual knowing, and a very dry sense of humor, Maria will dissect the news and lies to make it all palatable. Education is power. Maria delivers rapid-fire truth like no one else can. Here she is, the mouth that roars, the legendary Maria Heller.
Good morning, world. Maria here, alive and kicking. Welcome to November's Stars Are Us with my co-host, Joseph Anthony. If you're not familiar with Joe's work, get over to planetswithin.com. He's the astrologer I use. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Maria. Good morning. They're certainly living in interesting times, are we not?
I don't know how much more interesting they'll get. I guess I'll have to wait to see what Trump destroys on his trip to Asia. But it looks like an interesting month from the notes you sent me. Even though it seems to be, unless I read it wrong, it seems to be like it'll be an easier month, but it also looks like it could be a tricky month.
Yeah, well, you know, anytime we go through Scorpio, which is the sign of death and rebirth, as I wrote in the newsletter, there's a transformation that takes place. You know, all of this stuff, all this astrology links back to these ancient cultures who understood the cycles. And so if you understand that this cycle is the death and rebirth of not just us physically, but also nature, you know, how we go into winter and things begin to die and the ground gets colder and you know, you can't plant seeds and so on and so forth. It's a symbolic language for understanding the cycle. So Scorpio, which we are going through right now with several planets in Scorpio, is a death to the old self, to the old ways of thinking, the transformation on many different levels, especially psychological, because Scorpio is the sign that represents deep psychological thinking. Mm-hmm. And so this month, we tend to be a little bit quieter or laying low because we feel that there's something happening to us. And we know it. I mean, those of us that are awake, your audience, the people that listen to me, they know that there's a transformation taking place. And so we begin to see this month. And when I say easier, yes, the second half of the month should be easier because planets will be going into Sagittarius, which is usually much more optimistic and full of adventure and wanting to have more fun. So it's going to be a low-key month, I believe, although there will be periods where the Mars-Pluto square may irritate us a bit and cause a little confusion and make us feel like we're losing our marbles.
Well, I got to tell you, I have literally heard from several of my own clients who are legitimately losing their grip. Mm-hmm. And I think that the stronger you are, or should I say the further you are on your spiritual path, the more they're feeling it.
Oh, yeah. Well, one of the things when doing all this research a few years back about this energy and these cycles that we're going to be feeling was the fact that our reality was going to change inside and out, and that many people, because they've based their belief systems in a money system, a religion, a financial, you know, anything to do with finance, anything to do with political, you know, they've based their beliefs on everything that they've been taught as a child, growing up, being around their family and friends, and that whole belief system was going to crack. And this is what we have today. We have people who are basically looking at the world and saying, oh my God, what is this lunatic doing? Or what is that corporation doing? What is this all about? Why is this happening? And so they can't really find those specific answers because they haven't dug deep enough. And right. So we see that in society today. And the planets are reflecting that, but more importantly, this energy that we've aligned with, the Milky Way galaxy, the photon belt, and the last 2 days, the frequency's been very high. I could hear it, you know, in the ears. Uh-huh. And I know that it's affecting us.
Right.
And so this is what's happening. And so you know, things are being scrambled on a frequency level.
Well, yeah, all you got to do is look up at the sky. I mean, that's all we have here today is all those puckered chemtrails, you know, where they're actually changing the frequency above us. And for me, I guess like you too, it affects me in my ears.
I could hear it. Clear.
I mean, I even went to the doctor. I thought I had an ear infection. I had an earache to beat the band for a whole night. And he's like, your ears are perfect.
Yeah.
He said, oh, it's allergies. I said, I don't have allergies. I said, it's whatever they're spraying in the sky.
Yeah.
The thing is, they don't argue as much anymore.
Well, they're hearing it more and more from different people. But, you know, it really has to do with the cell phone towers and the satellites that they're using to manipulate the frequency. The frequency is definitely changing because of the cosmic alignment with the photon belt, but they're using it to manipulate the frequency. In other words, they don't want those positive photons and ions to reach us.
Right. So, well, I don't know if you remember, but God, it was a long time ago, maybe 30 years ago, where they found Dan Rather losing his grip out in the woods or in the desert somewhere. And he was out of it. And all he kept repeating was, Kenneth, what is the frequency? So, you know, you look at, you know, when we talk about mind control and things like that, people think that we're crazy. Until, of course, you start seeing it happen with all these Manchurian candidates, shooters that go in and shoot a, you know, this shooter in New York after he was done shooting. He just casually waited to get arrested. Quietly and casually, basically, just turn themselves in. And you see that, you know, over and over again in these kind of shootings. And they never, the cops never seem to want to kill their own Manchurian candidates like Dylan Roof. And, you know, you have to say, okay, it could be the pharmaceutical drugs, but what about the frequencies in mind control?
Oh, it's a little bit of everything. The drugs definitely play that's how they break you down psychologically and physically with the drugs and then keeping you up all night and, you know, torturing you. And then eventually once you crack, there's a point where you crack and that's when they start programming you and you don't even realize it. And so that is all part of truth. Absolutely. I've discovered the same thing. And anyone that does go down this rabbit hole, we'll discover the same thing that Maria and I have discovered. It's not, it sounds insane when you first hear it, but it absolutely has a lot of truth to it.
Oh yeah.
And so, you know,
and that's without, that's without the astrological influences.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. Minus the astrology.
Right. Which is driving you nuts anyway. But another thing I see and I'm following, and some of my clients have told me too, a lot more UFO alien stuff.
Oh, yeah.
A lot
Oh, yeah.
more than I could ever recall affecting people.
Well, you know, the way I see it is that the UFOs and the ET community, which are have always been here in another frequency or another dimension or underground or wherever, you know, they are slowly making their way into our psyche. This is, I mean, these beings are so intelligent and so beyond our comprehension in terms of technology and spirituality and so on. They know how to introduce themselves to society without us losing it. So at first, we're kind of changing our belief system. We're beginning to go down the rabbit hole. We're beginning to discover how the real world really works. At the same time, they're letting themselves be known. That way, the blow, you know, of a full disclosure, if you will not be as difficult to so many. And so this, I feel, is going to be over a period of time, which I think is going to be over, as I've been saying, 2023, 2024, into the 20s. This is where we're going to see common UFOs, ETs, traveling the skies, just like airplanes. Okay. Because they're not going to be threatened anymore with missiles and, you know, all kinds of strikes and all that stupidity.
Right.
And so at that point, humanity is no longer going to start believing in their nonsense. Because look at what they represent. You know, interdimensional travel, technology that's beyond comprehension, an understanding of the physics of the world. Religion, as I've been saying, will go bye-bye. Okay. And this whole political nonsense, the theater is going to go bye-bye. It's going to happen. There's no way around it.
Well, I mean, even Stephen Hawking says, you know, talk not so much about aliens, but, you know, this whole robot thing. And, you know, he came out with something today, I think, to the effect that, you know, eventually robots are going to be the only beings living on this planet. And for whatever reason, people want to make fun of him for saying that because they're not paying attention to the robot development.
Well, from what I gather, the understanding is that if humanity does not start to sort of become more aware of itself and how the world really works, is that, yes, this planet will become more robotic in a sense. I mean, we are... The evidence seems to show that we have been genetically manipulated, many different races. So this is one giant laboratory to these higher dimensional beings or ETs or whatever the hell you want to call them. And we are those robots right now. You know, we've been genetically manipulated and we're at a low frequency.
Right.
So it's not a stretch to introduce full human clones who are robotic. You know, that just do everything without the soul, without the being human. Mm-hmm. And so they've already got the artificial intelligence. We know that. I still believe that Jade Helm is a, you know, AI program basically monitoring the internet at lightning speeds. It's already there.
Right.
It's just really, is humanity going to continue to awake? Because once we do collectively... Mm-hmm. become aware of this system and how it works and so on, we could move in a new direction where we don't have the low frequency anymore.
Right. It's an interesting, I don't know if you saw it this morning, but one of the princes, Diana's sons, I don't really pay attention to them. I don't even remember his name. But the one that's married, whose wife is now ready to have a third child, actually came out in a speech and said there are too many humans on the planet.
They're all making these statements. And
but
I did
what's interesting,
that
he didn't say people. He said humans.
Right.
And of course, I commented, well, he gets ready to hatch another reptile. But what's interesting is how many other people made reptilian comments on his post. Mm-hmm. See, to me, I like to look at, it kind of gives me the feel for what's going on out there. It's almost like a barometer where you could see who's awake and who isn't and how many, because you can just see from how many chemtrail sites and pictures every day. Mm-hmm. So on the positive side, people are waking up.
Oh, no doubt about it. And of course, this fits right in line with the astrology of this month, Maria, as we're talking about all of this stuff. Scorpio, the sun going through Scorpio and several other planets. It's about the depths. It's about the, you know, the things that are hidden that we cannot see. And here we are talking about all this stuff, which is wonderful.
Well, I don't think it's a coincidence. I think we were in tune before we even started the show today.
Exactly. But these you know, powers that shouldn't be all understand what's happening. And the real battle, as I've been saying all along, is really for the control of humanity. Mm-hmm. And whoever is, seems to be above them no longer has that power, and they're running scared. And so they're trying their best to keep the frequency low, keep humanity at this lower frequency. And the good guy, the so-called good guys are trying to slowly break in and remove the you know, these dark ones. And that's the real battle on many different levels. So it's not surprising that the prince, whatever the hell they are, is making statements like this about humanity and too many people and so on and so forth. Not surprising at all.
No, and so, not at all for sure. But it just his choice of words was right in your face.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
To me, I mean, I've talked about overpopulation for decades, but I always say too many people. I've never said too many humans. I mean, that's kind of a weird thing to come in a sentence.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, we know that supposedly that genetic bloodline there is not human.
No, of course not.
Right.
What other explanation for the queen to still be alive?
Right. Exactly. And so, you know, all of this stuff. And you're right about the UFOs. I mean, just this week, I introduced a few more videos to some people about what's going on with the UFO community. So, and these people were in aerospace, and some of them were involved in, you know, so, the California aviation industry, and they kind of knew there was something going on, but they never really investigated it. So people like myself just start introducing videos and information, and real credible ones, and they're scratching their heads, going, that's interesting.
Right.
So it's, you know, where they used to poo-poo it before, oh, that's a bunch of nonsense. We'd have the technology already if they were really here. Wouldn't they appear? And I explained to them, you know, why that is.
Right.
And so, they seem to be more understanding of it. So, yeah.
Well, I think because nothing here really makes sense anymore. So, you know, then after a while you have to say, well, if physics doesn't explain it, maybe metaphysics does.
Mm-hmm. Well, what is metaphysics? Hello, physical.
Joe, you said, and I found this interesting, you said that the astrology for November begins today on the 3rd. Now, why would that be and not on the 1st?
Well, because as we start off the month, we have the full moon in Taurus. The 3rd and the 4th, we have the full moon coming into Taurus. So that really sets the stage for the astrology of the month. And a full moon in Taurus is about our beliefs. It's about finances. It's about our resources, what we value. And so it's almost as if, you know, the month is suggesting, hey, time to change, time to let go of something, time to look at something in a different way. And here we are, you know, doing this today on the 3rd and into the 4th, and the full moon is taking hold. So wherever that is in your birth chart, that's the area that's going to be transforming for you. Beginning the month. And so that's what I meant by the month actually starting on the 3rd,
right,
and the 4th because of the full moon. And so, you know, and it's also suggesting anything to do with the full moon or a new moon in Taurus is about getting back to the basics, the necessities, food, shelter, you know, simple things. Taurus is a very simple sign. And so, you know, what is it that we truly believe in? And very simple. And as I always say, remember, you're a spirit being having a human experience in this physical world. And, you know, understand that and say that to yourself over and over and over until, you know, you're sick of it, and then say it some more.
Right. You know what? I can post that, you know, once a week and people still love it, and I'll still get, you know, 1800 likes on it. And I think in these days that we live in now, it's more important than ever to remind people that we are spiritual beings going through a human experience and basically a DVD floating through the universe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And this month in particular with that full moon, it has two aspects to it. One being Neptune, which is psychic ability, spirituality, mysticism, emotion, and even with a touch of romance. So as I wrote in the newsletter, you know, this will be a strong month the next 2 weeks, especially after the full moon. The romance is in the air. The imagination is fertile. The intuition is very high. So pay attention to what you're sensing. It could be premonitions. It could be the past. It could be things that you need to hear.
Mm-hmm.
So especially when going through Scorpio. Scorpio is a very psychic sign. So is Neptune.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's a month where you really have to trust your intuition. And so, but on the positive side, it could be a very creative month, that stuff just comes out of nowhere. And it could be information too, Maria, like we're getting now, because so many people are getting information. I remember, you know, before going down the rabbit hole, I kept hearing things and seeing things that were trying to connect me to a greater awareness, a greater reality, and I would ignore it.
Uh-huh.
I would just say, oh, it's my imagination. Oh, they're trying to show me something about conspiracies. Oh, whatever.
Right.
You know, and I would ignore it. But now I understand it.
Well, it's hard to trust your intuition, but I tell people your intuition, your imagination are basically the same thing. And I know whenever I don't listen to my intuition, I always end up kicking myself and saying, I knew better. Why didn't I listen?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it happens.
I know.
It definitely happens.
It happens. Mercury is entering Sagittarius on the 5th. What's that going to do? I thought Sagittarius was already the deep thinker. And Mercury going to make it even deeper?
Well, Mercury will enhance. Mercury is curiosity. Mercury is communication. Mercury is, venturing into business and so on. It's a very dualistic sign. So when it enters Sagittarius, the philosopher, the teacher, the adventurer, this changes our mindset from Mercury and Scorpio. Mercury and Scorpio, likes privacy, is an investigator and wants to know more at the deeper level. Mercury in Sagittarius, not so much. It tends to see the bigger picture. It glosses over small details, mm-hmm. and it becomes more of what does it all mean? And so as this Mercury going through Sagittarius over the next couple of weeks, we have a tendency to try and see the bigger picture with a sense of optimism, with a sense of adventure, with a sense that things will be fine. You know, there's always a positive side to Sagittarius. Things will be fine. The world's falling apart. The things will be fine, and they will.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So Mercury going through Sagittarius is also very blunt with its verbiage. So you're talking one minute, and next thing you know, there may be a statement, you know, that just comes out and goes, you don't understand how the world works, mm-hmm. or, you know, this is what the meaning of life is, and so on and so forth.
Right.
So Mercury is going to help on the one hand, while the Scorpio energy is still in play until about the 21st, 22nd of the month. And so with these two dynamics at work, we are going to see the small stuff and we'll see the bigger picture. And so it definitely helps if you're a writer, if you're someone who does presentations or does video, this will help you bring out more of the language and the imagery and get your point across where people understand you more. Mm. So I'd say take advantage of it while this is at play, while
right.
this is transiting.
Uh-huh. And then on the 7th, Venus enters Scorpio.
Yeah, this is, as I wrote in the newsletter, one of the most sensual alignments for Venus. You know, Venus represents romance, represents partnerships, represents sensuality. It represents other people that are close to us. And Scorpio is the passionate sexual sign, you know. And so when this happens, Venus in Scorpio, there's a tendency to fantasize about physical relationships. There's a tendency to fantasize about, you know, tons of money. Venus also represents money. And so the sensuality that we feel is heightened when Venus is in Scorpio. And so, love becomes more intense or passionate. Physical expression is deepened, as I wrote in the newsletter. And so there's an intensity to Venus in Scorpio. You know, when you're doing things, it's more, of a desire to be more involved and being deeper involved into the project or the situation that you're involved with a partner. Mm-hmm. Whatever that is, could be work, could be, you know, intimacy, it could be whatever. There's a zealous feel to a Venus in Scorpio.
So let me ask you this: when we're talking about sexuality, sensuality, where some of it could become obsessive, et cetera, between the Monday and today, I probably mm-hmm. already have 10 stories of sexual harassment cases against different people. It mm-hmm. just seems like out of the blue, all of a sudden now, every day, somebody else is getting busted for either raping, whether it was male or female, top names, producers, congresspeople. Mm-hmm. Is this part of the astrology, this unveiling of this sexuality?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The sun has been going through Scorpio since October 22nd. Mm-hmm. And so not surprising. Also, this stuff happens before the planets sometimes even enter the signs. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, this is all part of that Scorpio energy, but it's also part of the revealing, you know, the unveiling, the apocalypse, to reveal, to unveil. Mm-hmm. And this is all part of it. This energy, as I've been saying all along, coming in from the photon belt, is awakening something in our psyche. Mm-hmm. And so we're beginning to see through the nonsense. We're beginning to see through the lies.
Right.
And so with the Scorpio energy, it just enhances it even more.
Right.
You know, it's like it's just common sense. You look at somebody and you see the connection and the sexuality and the sexual harassment cases. I get back to, we are as a human race on this planet, not sure where we're going or what's happened to us as a collective. And so we're embracing things and situations that give us power. For instance, going back in time, going back to where we used to be. Mm-hmm. And if you're one of these people that's borderline, psychosexual, guess what you're going to be doing? You know, you're going to be becoming more of a sexual predator. Mm-hmm. And this is what you have.
Right.
You have.
But it's amazing to me. It's just, it's like every day. This morning alone, I got about 4 stories of brand new people. And yet we have a country run by a sexual predator. So we're in interesting times for sure.
Does that surprise you about, the president?
I mean, every president. No, of course not. I've known this about Trump since the, of course, I've known this about Trump since the 70s. God knows we covered Bill Clinton enough. And, a little power obviously goes to their head. But I like the fact that, I hate to say it. I mean, it truly seems like sexual abuse is a worldwide epidemic. And what I find interesting is when a man accuses another man, as in the case of Kevin Spacey, of her, sexual abuse, whatever, the story gets covered the same day. He loses his job the same day, the Emmy the same day. Mm-hmm. Now he's going in for rehab the next day. But you're going to have women, and there's so many women that have accused, whether it's Bill Cosby, whether it's Trump, whether it's Bill Clinton, and no one believes them. And that makes it even worse. You even have, it's a man's world when it comes to protecting a man from a sexual predator.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing that, and you know this, and many of your listeners know this, sexuality is used to create reality, okay? And so this dates back way back, and they're these same psychos that run the planet use sexuality in their sick rituals with children, and little boys, little girls, and they continue it into adulthood.
Right.
This is how they manifest power. Sexuality is much more than just having fun. This is how we create reality by energizing the chakras, the root chakra into the physical. And so this is why we're discovering all of the, sexual harassment and all this other stuff is because these people in positions of power are using their sexuality to basically drain other people of their energy or their aura or their chi, if you will.
Right. Well, we'll call it misusing their sexuality.
Well, to them, this is their way of sucking them.
The majority of people worship, whether they're football players who are beating their wives or raping them or movie stars or congresspeople or newspaper people. It's like, holy Jesus. And I got to tell you, Joe, on a low estimate, all the years that I've been doing readings for people, I will say that at least 40% have been incested or sexually abused. So it's interesting that it's finally really out in the open, way bigger than I can recall it ever being.
Well, those are just the stories we know of. I'm sure it's the numbers are way higher than that.
Exactly.
And nobody talks about it, right.
Well, on the 13th, Venus takes a little trip and conjuncts Jupiter in Scorpio. So does this intensify everything?
Yes. Now, Venus conjuncting Jupiter is one of the most fortunate alignments there is in astrology. It's almost as fortunate as the Sun conjuncting Jupiter. And Venus in conjuncting Jupiter is a happy, go-lucky feeling, like you could do anything, connect with anyone, feeling lucky at the casino, stuff like that. Because both of these signs can be very optimistic. Now they're going to be in the sign of Scorpio, which means that there could be some sort of awareness, some sort of issue around money, which could be positive, like receiving a check or somebody owes you money or something along those lines, or making an investment. But for the most part, it's a very optimistic alignment, and it usually lasts about a day or two. But on the 13th, it's heightened even more. But it has a lot to do with, again, partnerships, because Venus represents partnerships. Mm-hmm. So don't be surprised on that day that we are just talking, laughing, having a good time, just expressing ourselves in a much more positive way. Mm-hmm. But the downside is we could be, very intolerant, or we could be sort of controlling because it's in Scorpio. We could be brutally honest too, you know, having a discussion with somebody and say, no, that's not the way it is. it's a very good alignment for that day, uh-huh. But you get like anything else, you got to be aware of what you're doing and what you're saying.
Right.
Otherwise, you know, it could turn into something not very pretty.
I don't know. Some days when I'm doing the news, maybe it's always in my chart on my news days. I couldn't get any more blunt and sometimes vulgar. And I see vulgarity as part of that too.
Sure. Sure.
We got a new moon on the 18th. What is this moon in when this moon comes in?
This one's in Scorpio once again, highlighting the transformation that continues this month. And this is, again, like I said, psychological and on a deeper level, transformation. I had a few clients this week who basically lost their jobs. And they were just like surprised. And I said, well, you know, this is what the transformation's all about, is letting go of something you really don't belong in, right, to make way for something new. Because Scorpio also represents the financial side of life and shared resources and all that stuff. And so during this new moon, though, we do have this Saturn-Uranus connection, which is helping to transform society, as I wrote in the newsletter. Mm. Saturn represents structures and foundations and governments and corporations and all these large entities. And Uranus is the innovator. It's basically saying, we're not doing things the old ways anymore. So here you have Bitcoin. Here you have a guy that was elected who's not officially a politician. You have other things around the planet that are restructuring. And this is the Saturn-Uranus issues that are being brought up. And so, but with this new moon, it like heightens it even more. It says, okay, continue to change humanity, because there's no turning back anymore. We're going into a new era. We're going into a new area of life. And this is also where this so-called ET UFO stuff is also, you know, coming out. But the big aspect this month to the new moon is the quinquennux to Uranus. Mm-hmm. And that was almost exact. And as I wrote in the newsletter, Maria, as you know, what did I say? I'll just read it. The other aspect of the lunation is a quinquennux to unpredictable Uranus, which can open the door to liberate a bunch of crazed lunatics, unconventional rebels, and quiet outsiders.
Oh, God. So what are you...
Okay.
I was going to ask you what you meant by that, but hold that thought until we come back from break. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Spiritual professor is a name some of Maria's students and clients refer to her as. After a consultation or class with Maria, some have gone as far as calling her the Force or the Oracle. Maria is simply a woman, a mother, and grandmother who was born with a keen natural intuition. She's got a lot of life experience and she's a constant student herself. This is what qualifies her to help those who are on their journey and need some direction. Some students visit her in person, others on the phone or on Skype. Maria will work with you on your own timeline, guiding you down your best possible path. You can learn to balance the mind, body, and spirit in what seems to be a world gone mad. As David Icke says about Maria, Maria's the real deal, extremely intuitive but with her feet firmly on the ground, out there, but down here, no bullshit. Whatever you need in this part of your journey is what Maria will help you with. She'll give you the tools you need to make the rest of your life the best of your life. See private consultations with Maria on the site at meria.net and pick the one that resonates with you. You are not alone. The professor is in at meria.net. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Stars Are Us. Hope we didn't leave you hanging too long. Joe, that's quite the sentence. A door to liberate a bunch of crazed lunatics, unconventional rebels, and quiet outsiders. So are we looking at more protests, more people driving cars and into other people? People
sure.
Going more neurotic and crazy than they already are?
Yes. Unfortunately, yes. And so even us normal people who are very well grounded are feeling the effects. I can tell you from my own experience, some moments, it just feels like I'm not even physically here, mentally. I have to literally, say to myself, okay, I understand what's happening, and I understand this energy is very unstable.
Right.
But when Uranus is in the picture, this is about breaking free. It's about being unshackled. It's about, in the moment, just doing things you wouldn't ordinarily do. Mm-hmm. And so between the new moon energy and Uranus being at this tough alignment to, quinconnex to the new moon, we have this feeling of, losing our sense of reality. Mm-hmm. And so when I say crazed lunatics, yes, people just getting into arguments. I can't tell you how many, even here in Sedona, how many people have gotten into serious arguments over the silliest things? Mm. And then later they go, I'm so sorry. I don't know what came over me.
Right.
And these are the people that I know and associate with. And they're like, oh my God, I don't know what took hold of me. And this is the kind of energy I'm talking about. Hmm. Unconventional rebels, these quiet people that all of a sudden, just do something that is not like them.
Right, go postal. Go postal comes right. to mind. Joe, speaking exactly. of Sedona, how's your new gallery doing? I know you just had your grand opening.
It went very well. We advertised, we put it on Facebook, we had local paper, and we had a radio ad. So it really turned out well. Most of the community supported us, and we really had a nice turnout, especially Friday night and into Saturday. And the visitors were just surprised, like, oh, great, a new business. And the gallery's doing well. We're slowly transforming it into more of a metaphysical store. Uh-huh. So we do have gemstones, and we'll have more metaphysical stuff there.
Where's the gallery physically located? What's the address?
It's on 170, Highway 179, 671 Highway 179, in the Hillside Shopping Center, Hillside Sedona Shopping Center. And it's sandwiched in between two fabulous restaurants. So we do get some nice foot traffic there. And the store's a nice size. It's almost 2,000 square feet. Uh-huh. And we have a lot of local art. Most of the people there are local artists that have created all this work themselves. And we've got a lot of positive comments since we've taken over the gallery.
What's the name of the gallery?
Art and Soul of Sedona.
As
a matter of fact, the website's up to artandsoulofsedona.com. And it's all one word, just the way it sounds. And you can see some of the pictures. As a matter of fact, I've already taken a couple of videos, so you can see the inside
of it. Can people order from the website?
No, we don't have any ordering from the website, only because right now it's just too much work being really busy. This is the busy season, in Sedona. So we don't have time to do all of that. But, you really can't order art. I don't think you could order art through the internet. Certain pieces you can, but we have a lot of wall art and we have a lot of unique pieces.
So that's great.
You really have to appreciate in person. So if you're in the Sedona area, stop on in.
Good. All right, so we have the moon then, besides, it's hard for me to keep track of this. When the moon will also, I don't know that word, quincunx, Uranus?
Quincunx, yeah.
How does this new moon affect people? For years teaching the medicine wheel and Native American spirituality, I always tell people that's the time to put your desires and requires out under a new moon. Does this new moon alter anything in specifically for people doing that?
Oh, sure. We're talking about Scorpio energy, which is very intense and very passionate. And so if you were to sit down for a few minutes or, mentally project an intent during this lunar cycle, the chances of manifesting it are really good. Okay, so for instance, I'll just take one of my clients, for example, who lost her job and now is looking for another one, who happens to be a Scorpio.
Uh-huh.
So I said to her, do not worry about your job. Literally envision the new one being better. Uh-huh. And you already there and working at that position. So she's a Scorpio. That's what I told her because it absolutely makes sense for her. Uh-huh. So I said, think about the position. Think about the salary. think about you sitting there doing this job or doing this in this new company and you being happy. Just envision all of it. Right. That's what I'm referring to. So the more you do that around this new moon or any new moon for that matter, but especially this one, because this one could bring in surprises because of Uranus being in the picture. And saying it a couple of days, you know, to yourself and envisioning it and then letting go. You have to let go that which you seek because the universe thinks you're lacking if you don't.
Right.
And it will not bring it to you.
Right. So only ask once. That's what I tell my clients, my students. Just ask once.
I say three times because that's the number of communication.
Well, you know what? The point I make with them is it's like a parent and a child. If the kid keeps saying, I want a bicycle, on and on. After a while, the parent just turns it off. They don't even hear it anymore. And I think sometimes people don't realize how easy it is to push things away from them by making it their only focus.
Absolutely.
Anyway, one of the things I want to mention, because I don't want to run out of time, and I was hoping we could cover the horoscopes. You said with Uranus tight alignment to this new moon, there's a pathological need to shock and outrage. You know, I look at that, and of course, because of my news and following the news, my first thought was Trump, this trip to Asia. Could we end up in a war? And talk about pathological, you can't get better than him. Do you think this could have something to do with politics besides a personal life?
It could have to do with all of it, Maria, because, you know, unfortunately, things are changing so rapidly, especially with, you know, these false flag shootings, Trump not knowing what the hell he's doing and being torn, you know, in two different directions, being pulled. Sure, it could be politics. Mm-hmm. It could be these crazy fires, so-called fires in Northern California.
Right.
You know, they're not even really fires. There's some sort of weapon that...
If that wasn't a directed energy weapons, I don't know what it was.
Exactly. I mean, that's the kind of energy we're talking about that continues to manifest itself or reveal itself during these transits. Now, what's so interesting is that this stuff has already been happening, even though the astrology hasn't hit completely. And so I see, especially in the Western astrology, I see a lot of stuff usually happening 2 or 3 weeks before the astrology hits. And that has a lot to do with Western astrology because we still use the equinoxes each year. And over the thousands of years, these alignments are not exactly perfect, you know, as opposed to like the Indian astrology, the Vedic astrology, which they use the constellations and they adjust to it accordingly. So not surprising, this stuff has already happened and will continue to happen. Mm-hmm. You know, surprises out of nowhere. Oh, my God, this happened, or another celebrity passes on, or something, another revelation comes into play.
Hopefully more indictments come out. I know that's going to happen. I mean, you know, I don't have to be psychic to tell you that. Okay, so on the 21st, the sun comes into Sagittarius.
And now we start to feel more optimistic. Okay, and this is the time where we just are looking for more excitement. We're looking to travel. We're looking to explore. I'm going to say around this, so, you know, the holiday, Thanksgiving holiday, we'll see a lot more people traveling and exploring and wanting to just, you know, go out on adventures. Sagittarius is all of that. It's about, you know, we may also have family members arguing over politics and, you know, religion and stuff. And this is normal around this time of the year with Sagittarius, because Sagittarius likes a good debate about life and the meaning of life and politics and all this other stuff. But it is a fire sign, so we definitely increase, our motivation increases, our need to roam increases, our need to explore increases. And so we start feeling much more optimistic around this time. And then, you know, slowly the other planets start moving into Sagittarius and we feel like we could conquer the world, so to speak.
Right.
So, but it usually becomes a happier time or a feeling more optimistic. This is why we have, you know, after Thanksgiving, we have these crazy sales going on and, you know, go to the store. You need to buy this and buy that. And
please, I was in the store yesterday. Even the grocery store was all Christmas. It's like Thanksgiving doesn't exist, which would be okay in my book, because none of these holidays exist as far as I'm concerned. But I know I'll be hearing all my friends bitching and moaning about having to sit with their families, which they all seem to dread around the holidays. Right. When I hang out with my family, we're just having a good time, because we don't have the stress of the bullshit happening. Joe, we have about 10 minutes left. Do you think that's enough time for you to touch on the horoscopes?
I think I could do it. 10 minutes. Let me look at the clock. Sure, why not?
I'll start.
I'll do about a minute of each, and I think we'll get it done.
All right.
So here we go. Let's start off. Aries, what can I tell you? This is a month where there's deep psychological changes taking place. As I wrote in the newsletter, and you could always read this or watch the horoscope videos on YouTube, deep psychological transformation as the Sun and Jupiter and Mercury make their way through your eighth house. So your mind is definitely on sexuality. It's definitely on your finances, it's investments and all of that. And so you're definitely reaching out to other people this month. And when the Sun goes into Sagittarius, you're off on an adventure, exploring, and you're taking your career in a new direction. So you definitely have the wind at your back the second half of November. So take advantage of it. Even the full moon on the 3rd is saying something about your value system and your finances. So take advantage this month. This could be a very creative month where you manifest something that surprises even you. Taurus, this is a month where you are all about relationships. You're reaching out, you're connecting with others. There is even the possibility of a new romance this month because this window of opportunity with the new moon opening up in Scorpio, your opposite sign, and Venus, your ruler, will be going into Scorpio as well. So this is a really good month to reach out to new people and potentially a new romance. Or if it's not a romance, it could be a new business partnership of some kind. It's all about partners this month. So take advantage of it. The second half of the month, when the Sun goes through Sagittarius, there is definitely this talk of finances, sexuality, shared resources. There could be plans on a bigger scale with an outside possibility of some travel. So keep an eye on that. Gemini. This is a month where you're focusing a lot of your attention on your physical well-being, your daily responsibilities, your job, taking care of others, including animals. And as the Sun, Jupiter, and Mercury, your ruler, continue to make its way through Scorpio. But then all that changes once Mercury enters Sagittarius, so you're definitely focused on other people and socializing and, something that you thoroughly enjoy is communication. Mm-hmm. But your primary focus will be on your work and taking care of business. And so the new Scorpio moon will also highlight the sixth house, which has a lot to do with your work environment or health or daily routine. So many of you will be looking at your diets and exercise programs and how to utilize the positive energy of that new moon. But on the 21st, when the Sun enters Sagittarius, your opposite sign, no doubt about it, you are focused on your partnerships of all kinds. And so the second half of the month looks really good for all of that. Cancer, there is this incredible urge right now to just have more fun, to spend more time with your children and your family. And this is something that, all Cancers love to do because, this is the time of year when Scorpio energy is very favorable to a Cancer or a Pisces because they're water sign. So as the Sun, Jupiter, and Mercury continue to highlight your fifth house of love and creativity, you are definitely feeling the mojo and taking advantage of it. So by all means, continue that path. The new moon also on the 18th will highlight something to do with children. So if you're thinking about having a child or getting pregnant or something like that, there's a strong possibility around that new moon of it happening. If not, then, take the precautions not to. But it's all about creating, as you can see, whether it's a physical childbirth or a project. This is definitely a motivating month for you. So take advantage of the opportunities that come your way. We have Leo. Leo, this is all about family and the past and reconnecting with your mother and socializing in a big way. And so all of this energy is highlighting that. And so you guys will continue to feel nostalgic, continue to reach out to the past, the family members, friends, all of that stuff becomes really important. on the 21st, when the sun goes into Sagittarius in your fifth house, you guys are feeling extremely adventuresome, much more fun-loving, spending time with the kids, trying new things, and the sense of adventure continues. So this month is really, about the past and the future simultaneously. And with the sun going through Scorpio and then into Sagittarius, your sense of adventure will definitely increase even more so. The new moon will highlight your fourth house. So there is the possibility of remodeling or moving or doing something with real estate if you're in that area. And so take advantage of it, because they're both, the new moon and the full moon are indicating changes to the home and career. Virgo, this is a month where your brain is on overload. This is because of the sun, Jupiter, and Mercury, your ruler, going through Scorpio. So many of you are just being overloaded with information. And so please slow down and realize what's happening to you. You're being forced to transform your thinking and the way you look at the world. And so a lot of creativity is coming up this month. A lot of it is bubbling up. And so write it down. Don't just keep it in your head. Write things down so you could see it on paper, what's going through your mind. And so what we have here is this heightened sense of mental activity. So many of you may have trouble sleeping, or you're just filled with all kinds of worries. But that'll all change once the planets shift into Sagittarius. Now it goes more into your home life and dealing with family and family dynamics and family issues. And so this can be a bit of a tricky month for you, Virgos. I will not lie. And so be very mindful of what you're doing. Don't feed into the fears. Okay. Virgo is one of those signs that will basically worry about everything, but don't do that, because this is about a cleansing cycle or a cleansing process this month. So start getting rid of stuff that no longer works for you. Libra, this is all about finances this month. It's about partnerships as well. And so you're thinking a lot more about making more money, your investments, all kinds of opportunities coming your way. Venus, your ruler, and Mars are both in Libra as we begin the month. And so you are definitely feeling more motivated. You want to look good, feel good, and people are responding in a positive way to you. So the new moon this month also continues to highlight your second house of income and finances. So this is a time where you should take advantage of opportunities that arise. Scorpio, what can I say? This is your time of the year to shine. So, the Mercury, the Sun, and Jupiter all in Scorpio. And of course, Venus will enter there too. So you're going to become like a magnet to others. So take advantage of all the opportunities coming your way, but just don't become egotistical about it, because you'll frighten people off and make them feel very uncomfortable. And so this month is all about partnerships and changing your identity. Sagittarius, this is all about going deep within yourself and discovering things at a deeper level, possibly working by yourself. This is because your ruler Jupiter is going through Scorpio for the next year, and the sun is there, Mercury, and then Venus will be there. So there's a lot of nostalgia this month. You're waiting for November the 21st and 22nd when the sun leaves Scorpio and goes into your sign, which is much more advantageous for you, and you start feeling more empowered. So, but for the first 21 days or so, you're sort of on this cycle to self-discovery and going into the past. And so it's about making peace with all of that and moving forward. Capricorn, this is a month that is filled with organizations, acquaintances, friendships, all of this stuff that you are not necessarily known for, but you feel a need to do. Relationships and also business and your job are taking top priority this month. So take advantage of any opportunity that comes your way, especially with the new moon. Aquarius, this is all about career this month. The planet's going through your 10th house, heightens everything to do with your career and promotion, making more money, being more creative, and a lot more responsibility at work. So take advantage of opportunities that come your way, especially around the new moon. Last but not least, Pisces. You have a sense of adventure, a sense of exploration, a curiosity that is really strong this month, but you're really optimistic about it. So I say take advantage of those opportunities and go in the direction that you want, especially around the new moon. There you have it, Maria.
Wow, and you got it done. Spoken like a real Italian. Well, Joe, thank you so much, and I'm so happy for you with your gallery. I wish you all the best on that, for sure.
Well, thank you so much, Maria. I appreciate that.
My pleasure. I'll talk with you soon, Joe.
All right. Bye.
Joe Anthony, check him out at, I think that's such a cute name, artandsoulsedona.com, planetswithin.com. I'll, of course, be back on Monday with the news, and Richard Groves back on the show on Tuesday. And I'm very happy because I actually have someone flying in from Virginia tonight to study Reiki with me. And that's an opportunity that's available to each and every one of you. So if you're interested in really bumping up your vibration, think about it. Anyway, thanks for supporting the show. I'll see you guys next time.
Thank you for listening and supporting The Maria Show. Tell others what you learned today. Knowledge becomes wisdom only when it's shared. Encourage others to subscribe today. www.maria.net. Often imitated, never duplicated. A world of information all in one place. www.maria.net. Always ahead of the curve. Always on your side. Get active or get radioactive. Subscribe today.